Yo, what's good, what's good, what's good? We back with another episode of Feeling Stats. It's your boy Phil, my main man Kobe. What's good, man? How your week was going, man? How your week went, man?
Man, we've been going good, man. Can't complain, man. Shout out to everybody out there that's still holding it down in 2021. You know, man, more blessings, more money, more life coming soon, man. Shout out to all my people out there. Shout out to all our supporters. Oh, yeah. Shout out to all the real N-words and all the beautiful ladies.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Appreciate you. Man, we back with another episode of sports, man. We're going to get into it with sports, man. Let's go and start it off big time. Let's start off with the NBA, man, the association, man. We're going to get into the association, man. Another week has gone by. The NBA, we watched some games, man. How you feel about your Lakers, man? That's what I do want to ask. How you feel about your Lakers right now?
Best team in the NBA by far so far. We dropped the goose egg. You know, we went to bed against the Warriors, yeah, but man. You know, it is what it is. Shout out to the Warriors, man. You know, every time I see the Warriors, it just makes me go back to that 2016 finals, probably the best finals I ever seen, man. So,
shout out to that finals. You're definitely all right on Henry.
But, man, you know, Lakers is doing good. I mean, Clippers don't look too bad. I think really it's so crazy when you watch basketball for years, you heard people say that, you know, LeBron's, he's an automatic final appearance because he's in the East. And then, of course, he goes to the West, and then he goes to the finals, and, of course, he wins the finals at the same time. But then all these superstars, they hauled ass to the East. So I'm trying to figure out what it is, man. Is it barbecue or is it mildew? That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know, the East look like it. The East got a lot of teams, man, between Philly, Boston, Nets, Bucks, who just lost to the Lakers, Nets, who just lost to the Cavs in, like, double overtime, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, double overtime.
Who was I mean, Washington got superstars, but they not really good.
The team that won the East last year's. They still a team to worry about. Don't want to sleep on them.
You got the Heat. That's you know, you got can't sleep on them. Of course, look like the Raptors' little run of being a good team is over. But still, you got a lot of the experience is in the East. You know, and a lot of the young bucks is in the West. It seemed like you got Zion, Ja. Yeah. Booker at Phoenix. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think the only veteran team you probably have over in the West, outside of teams that we mentioned, is probably the Trailblazers,
Utah.
They got Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert. That's not really. I mean, they're not new, but I don't think that I would look at them as a veteran leadership team.
Well, the reason I give out some veterans because they have Mike Conley. Mike Conley is
Conley.
He's like this is you can tell like that's a surprise team I have right now in the West that's really doing their thing because you know Mike Conley. This is second year in the system since coming over there, so yeah, I guess he feels comfortable now. He's running the show. He has Donovan Mitchell for sure. You know, bona fide all star. We also have you know what I'm saying, the Lakers, the Clippers. And then, like you said, we have a bunch of young guys, and you have Steph doing what he's doing to try to stay afloat. You know, not stay afloat. I want to say stay afloat. He's only doing it to lead his team. He's doing exactly what a lot of critics used to get on him about. Can he lead a team without, you know, the likes of Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, and et cetera, and things like that. And he's doing it right now. He's in the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? He's playing.
Bro, they got a losing record, don't they?
No, they got a winning record. They're 8-7. It's one game over 500. Well, it's still early. Like I said, it's still early in the season. But you can tell, like you said, the Lakers – definitely look like the best team in the NBA, for sure. You have, you know what I'm saying, you're Brooklyn in the West, and then you got the Jazz, who's a surprise team. The Clippers, you know what I'm saying, they're right there as people expect it. And you know what I'm saying, then you have your teams that, you know what I'm saying, not doing too good. The only disappointment I see right now in the West is really the Mavericks and
the Jazz.
And the Nuggets. Those are about the only two I really see. This just.
Yeah, Mavs should definitely. They'll find their way back. I don't think the Jazz are slept on because they've been in the playoffs these last couple years. They lost to the Denver Nuggets. But every time they play each other, they like the same team. So if the Utah is going to be number two, then because, you know, history shows that Utah and Denver have to play in the playoffs for some reason. Denver's probably going to end up in a number seven spot. That's probably what's going to happen. All right? And then we'll see with Dallas. I mean, the season's still young.
It's very early. Very early.
Yeah, season's very still early. Young, though. But, man, what you feel about Brooklyn, though? Let's talk about Brooklyn. Kyrie's back. Kyrie came back. He took more shots than, I think, James Harden and Kevin Durant lost in a double overtime.
Lost to the Cavs.
I'm not going to say it's a heartbreak loss. I mean, you got 60 games this year? 70?
72 games in there.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it was a heartbreak loss, but it was definitely hilarious, you know?
Yeah, it's just, with the Brooklyn Nets, they're exactly what I figured was going to happen. They're going to be a team that can score with anybody that's going to fill up the stat sheets. You have Steve Nash, you have Mike D'Antoni as your assistant coach, you have guys that, you know what I'm saying, offense, they're going to give you that. You got three guys that can wake up and score 35. Just waking up and playing basketball. So with their team, that I don't think that's going to be the problem. That loss to the Cavs, it was like, but also you also going to see the emotions in that game. You're talking about two guys that just got traded to their team, playing their old team, the Brooklyn Nets, and they had a great game. Like, and we knew this team that was constructed, the Nets gave up a lot. They went all in on getting the three superstars to try to make this team work, and that cut into their team. So they don't really have the depth. And also, they don't play defense.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing that's going to be the problem with the Nets.
Yeah, they may not make it to the finals with this squad. I ain't going to lie to you. It's because of the fact they don't play defense, bro. Like, when you get deep into that, when you get in the playoffs, people are only really using a 8-man rotation for the most part. Seven, eight, you know, maybe nine. But I don't know, man. It's going to be hard because the East is deep, man. If they not playing defense, bro, like, that's going to be hard. I can see it. I can see a team like Philly just giving them problems, bro. Because Philly can play defense. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Philly can play defense, and there's nobody on that team that can stop Joel Embiid. There's not a soul on that team.
Yeah, I don't think they can stop Joel Embiid.
They probably got some. Because I mean, Giannis isn't good in the post, so I mean, they can probably slow down Giannis. They ain't got nothing for Joel.
Yeah, Joel's been playing MVP level type numbers. Like,
they ain't got nothing for him. Philly may eliminate them. They see each other. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You're right about that. I definitely do like Philly. I do like Philly due to the fact because Joel Embiid is playing out of this world. But like we have to always do. We always have to put that question mark, is he gonna be healthy? We gotta make sure Joel Embiid will be healthy come playoff time.
But if I'm Philly, I'm running the offense through Joel Embiid and I'm putting Ben Simmons on Kyrie. Harden and KD, y'all can score all the points.
Yeah. No, that's not a bad thing to do, but yeah, that's really not a bad
thing. That's a good game plan, because Kyrie, he can't score. Ben Simmons is a hell of a defender, man.
I know
Kyrie is a good skillsman, and he'll probably have some nights where he scored, but unlike, and I forgot who said this, but one thing that Kyrie does not have that Harden and KD does have, and it probably was Kenny. He said that Kyrie don't have no type of physique over people. Like Harden, he's still stronger than you.
Yeah, he's stronger. Yeah.
He'll figure out a way to get to the basket and score a layup.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Durant, he can shoot over.
He can shoot over
God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you think about that. Kyrie's the only one where his skill has to be on point.
Yeah.
He has to be in rhythm pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
And y'all think you put Ben Simmons on him, bro.
Yeah, but that's the thing about it. You put Ben Simmons on him. What's the rest of the team going to do? Like, what's the rest of the 76ers going to do? Like, is Tobias Harris going to show up? Like, Tobias Harris right now is averaging 19 points a game, 7 rebounds. He's showing up big time. You know what I'm saying? Right now, Seth is out, but that'll be another guy that can shoot.
Yeah,
and he can start a spark with a scoring when he was playing. He's averaging 17 when he was playing. And you still got Shake Milton, who is doing his thing off the bench. Like, you have Ben Simmons, who can lock down whoever. And then Danny Green's shot, we don't know if Danny Green's shot is going to go be on or off, but if it's on, watch out, the 76ers will be a good team.
I got a question for you, since we're talking about Ben Simmons and since we've seen, you know, we haven't seen the full outcome of the trade between the Rockets and Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't y'all be so much of a better team if y'all would have Ben Simmons? Take away Oladipo.
Oladipo,
that's
said,
what y'all wouldn't have. But y'all would have had John Wall, Boogie Cousins, and Ben Simmons, bro. Wouldn't y'all be such a better team? And Boogie Cousins still isn't good, but...
Yeah, no, I'll give you some. To me, I wanted Ben Simmons. I wanted Ben Simmons in a trade. But looking at this team, I don't know, because our outside shooting still isn't what I think it is. But I think it's also due to the fact of the rotations of
Steve
Silas. But shooting-wise, like that's, I think.
But see, this thing about when you bring up Ben Simmons, and this is, I want to talk to you about it too, because I have a problem with this. When you bring up Ben Simmons, everybody always act like the only way you can win a basketball game is by making sure he can shoot a ball.
Yeah.
You can win basketball games without him being a shooter. Like, come on, man. Let's keep it real here. He does not have to be a shooter for you to win basketball games. That could separate you from winning a championship, which I understand that. But I'm just saying, him on the Rockets team instead of Oladipo, they would be a better team. That's just how I feel. I feel like he's more of a leader. Adebo don't want to be there. Like, let's keep
it. No, I think Adebo does want to be there.
His bags, bro, his clothes are still in the bags, bro.
But he only played two games.
His real estate agent is right now in Miami trying to figure out, like, yo, where's the best spot?
But man only played two games with him.
No,
man.
I feel you. I understand.
I did. I guess I wore the picture when he came in when we was in, I think, San Antonio. He was like, he's with the team. He looked depressed.
Who?
Victor Adebo. Like, bro, when he walked in, he looked depressed, and then they showed James Harden, and James Harden is smiling. And having a good time in Brooklyn. I get what you're saying.
Bro, he texted me and he was like, bro, I will not let Houston turkey leg hurt me to death. I'm not staying here. He's like, I'm not. Hey, yo, I don't care what they put in that turkey leg. I am not staying here. I'm going to live on Sunday.
Yeah, that's true. I got you. Yeah, it's just, I want to see with the Rockets. If we had Ben Simmons, I don't know, because like I said, John Wall has been out the last 3-4 games, so we haven't had a full team, but I could partially agree with you on the fact that Ben Simmons would be a better team. I just think a lot of people will have more shot opportunities than they have to make it, because right now I know with the Rockets,
he's a hell of a passer.
He's a playmaker. He's a bona fide playmaker. Don't get me wrong, he's a bona fide playmaker.
I think Boogie numbers will go up, and I think John Wall numbers will go up if Ben Simmons is on our team.
Yeah, but we just got to get John Wall on it. We just got to get John Wall on the floor. That's my biggest thing with that. And like with that, like you said, we'll have Eric Gordon, we'll have a Ben McLemore. Guys that can shoot it. And another surprise is Mason Jones, the rookie that we got, the undrafted rookie. He's been lighting it up from shooting the ball. So that's what I'm saying. We've been saying that's what I can agree with you on the if we had Ben Simmons, it would be a legit better. We'd probably be a better team. But it's just, I just want everybody to get healthy. Healthy so everybody can play, because we still, like, Daniel House still hasn't been back. I don't even know what his deal is with that and anything. I don't know if he can play.
He hurt, though, right?
I don't know. All they're saying, he's away from the team.
Oh, is that that's the same guy who had, like, the situation?
Yeah, at the bubble.
Bro, y'all got to stop. Yo, we're not going to bring it up, but, yo, y'all got to stop bringing up that man and his family, bro. He got caught slipping, bro. I understand being a fan is great. And you're not entitled to his life on that level. If he slipped up and he cheated on his wife allegedly, bro, some of y'all men, bro, y'all gotta chill out.
My support is his rap career.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he's doing.
You gotta figure out a way to be upset with him without necessarily like, you know what I mean? Like, people call him horny. People call him like, come on, bro, just chill, man.
Hey, now there's some people out there doing that, man.
That's definitely breaking God code. That's why, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's me. If you're healthy, I don't
but
know.
But you be keeping it gangster, though, because you the only. Y'all trash. And I was like, yo, where the Rockets fans at now? The only one that showed up to the party, man.
Like I said, I'm a Rockets fan. That's like, I'm not going to.
Everybody else hiding.
Of course they're going to hide, man. Like I said, it's what I do, man.
But remember, I tell you, that's what. When you was getting on me about the Lakers, yo, that's what people do. Like,
I know that. But I don't. This. Yeah, a lot of people are not going to say. Well, I tell you, but I know some people that are watching, because I do know some Rockets fans that are, you know, so still watching, still tuning in. But I know exactly the people you're talking about that's hiding. They ain't nowhere to be found.
Man, that Rockets would be busy. They ain't been busy lately, man.
Yeah, well, no, we have been busy. We trying to support Daniel House's mixtape, man. Daniel House put his new single drop, man. Go cop that. Nah, that man probably, he can't rap. I heard the song. It's not what's up. But whatever you do, Daniel House, get back on the court and hope you find your jump shot when you do come back. But more on the Rockets. We did make a trade. We did, you know what I'm saying, acquire Kevin Porter Jr., man. Kevin Porter Jr. I think, you know, say he had the big explosion while he was in Cleveland, and they were looking to trade him, and the Rockets jumped on that. Right now, I do want to give a kudos to Rafael Stone. He is right now making moves to try to, I don't know exactly what the direction is, but if the direction is, because some directions you want to tank, some directions you want to compete. And right now he's pushing pushing the right buttons right now. As of right now, is making moves. It's the fact with the Harden trade, getting back so much capital, so much, you know what I'm saying, for James Harden.
So why tank if y'all already got all them draft picks?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's more like
three draft picks went up.
Yeah, we got three first round draft picks.
That was crazy three first round draft picks.
Yeah, but it's just like, are we? With that, are you trying to, like, can you compete? You feel you can compete? To be honest, I really feel that we can compete. I'm not saying we're going to win a championship, but I feel that we can compete, make the playoffs. But as of right now, it's like John Wall's Michigan. I don't think we're going to make the playoffs. So it's just like, do you tank or do you consider, you know what I'm saying, at least competing? And with this team, we gotta get rid of PJ Tucker and we gotta get rid of Daniel House. That's just me. I don't know about you. How you feel
PJ
about
Tucker,
that?
That's crazy.
I respect PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker is a
that Rockets team gone down.
Yeah. It's PJ Tucker and Eric Gordon probably the only two that's left that's from there, that team that started with Mike D'Antoni when he first got here, or when he got to Houston. And it's just, what are you going to do? And PJ Tucker, he's looking for an extension. And at the age he is, it's going to be very hard to get an extension from the Rockets when we're in this like transitional period.
Yeah,
it's like, do you want to compete and keep him, or do you want to trade him? I say trade him, get someone else. I say trade him, get a backup big or another big to help out with rebounding for the Rockets.
But see, we can't act like the Kevin Porter Jr. stuff is big news. It's not. What's the big news is the fact that last week you guys lost Houston sports. We lost Harden.
Yeah.
This week we lost Springer.
What? We knew that was happening.
And next week.
Next week what?
Dun, 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 dun. It's that last one, bro. Watson. What if Watson, bro?
Bro,
if y'all lose them three guys in 1 year, bro, that's going to be, like, that's a 30 for 30.
30 for 30.
George Springer probably ain't like.
Yeah, but we knew George Springer was gone. We knew George Springer was about to leave because we couldn't afford him. And then with James Harden, yeah, he asked his way out. We did get rid of James Harden. It's a franchise changer. He's a franchise type player. You got rid of your franchise player, and hopefully,
who looks great on the Knicks, by the way. He definitely is the second best player on that team.
You said the second best player.
Yeah, like I said, he probably would have to be the second best player to win a championship. He's definitely.
But he's gonna be the point guard. He's gonna be the point guard.
Yeah, he's a better player than Kyrie. Like he assists the ball better than Kyrie.
Yeah, he's definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely
so like
better playmaker than Kyrie.
So it's like, man, the only thing I'm thinking is, yo, is Kyrie gonna dumb that down? Because he's gonna have, eventually that's what it's gonna take. It's gonna take Kyrie to have a good game with just having like 12 shots.
Yeah,
KD did it last night, I'm thinking. And yeah, I think like 12, 15.
I mean, KD's probably if not the most efficient player in the game of basketball right now. Like he can score 30 points on 15 shots, 12 shots.
12 for 25, my bad.
Oh, that's how he was. That's how he was.
my bad, you guys.
Hey, man, it happened. But when we really get down to it, he's probably the most efficient player in the league. So he can do pretty much whatever he needs to. Like, the man is crazy out here. His numbers are ridiculous.
Hey, 50 minutes after tearing Achilles. Of course he's not playing tonight.
Yeah, right now, this season, he's shooting 53% from the field. That's crazy. 46-47% from three, and still averaging 30 points a game. Yeah, KD is cool. He's going to get his. He's a walking bucket. But I do want to bring up the fact of the Shaq comments, man. The comments about James Harden and about towards Donovan Mitchell last night.
You see what Kevin Durant said?
No, I didn't even see what Kevin
Durant said. You got the computer right there. I'm gonna tell you what I feel about them, and then you read what Kevin Durant said.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Kevin Durant, Charles Barkley. So it's a different.
Oh, Kevin Durant, Charles Barkley. Okay,
yeah. But nah, man, I hate when the old folks hate, bro. He literally said, this is my thing about Shaq. He didn't have a point. He didn't have a point saying that. He didn't say, man, you know, me personally, I think that you're a star, but I don't think you have what it takes to get to the next level. What do you think that you can implement in your game to bring you to that next level? He just said, yo, I'm just going to tell you how it is. I think you're a star, but you ain't got what it takes to go to the next level. What you think about that? Like, because you're a hater. Yeah. That's what it is. Like, I know, bro, I don't know how old Shaq is. He's definitely in his 50s, I would assume, or his late 40s. He's probably in his 50s by now.
He might be in them. I can check that out for you.
Right. I would never, like, bro, I have a hard time hating on people older than me right now. I cannot see myself hating on the youth like that, bro. And it's just disappointing, man. Because when you get older, you start seeing that some of these heroes, they're not really, like, they're not good people. Some of these people are just shrewd businessmen. I don't know if y'all realize that. Just pay attention to the way some people walk, some way people move.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
48.
48? All right. So you're not even 50 yet. That, you know what I mean? Like, that's some hate, man. I don't like that. You read what KD said?
Yeah, I'm reading it right now.
I don't like that, man. What they said about Rudy Gobert, I mean, I think we all feel that way about Rudy Gobert. It is kind of hating. He's like, yo, if you 7 feet. I do agree with him, though. If you 7 feet, and you can get in the NBA and average 12 and get 12 points a game or something like that, and you get that contract, then hey, because I ain't gonna lie, I ain't 7 feet. I do feel like if I Yo, shoot me if you, no, don't shoot me. I'm sorry, but you know, I ain't trying to be no hater or nothing like that. But I'm gonna keep it real. When I be seeing y'all walk around these streets and some of y'all 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", 7 feet, cause I ever see a nigga I ever see anybody 7 feet and you just regular degular. Like, come on, bro. Why you not in the league? Yeah, 7 feet, bro?
Trust me, I used to have beef with Brook Lopez about that. You're 7 feet, you can't even give me 10 rebounds.
But he's in the league, though. I ain't tripping about nobody that's trash. You should at least be in the league, though. At 7 feet, you should be a hell of a bench warmer, at least.
Hell of a bench warmer. Well, no, fair enough.
7 feet, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. But, like, it's like
that. Could you imagine being 7 feet, bro? What would you do as, like, I ain't gonna lie, I like playing my PlayStation 5, bro. If I was 7 feet, I wouldn't be playing no PlayStation 5. I just feel like that.
Right. You feel me? Well, you know, there are off days when you can chill, relax, you might play after practice or something.
Maybe like that, but it'll be because I mostly play basketball. Like, I'm 7 feet. God bless me, I'm 7 feet. They giving out $200 million contracts.
To 7 footers, yeah.
Why am I just chilling in Midtown with the regular 5 foot people? Like, for real. I'm 7 feet. Like, I ain't gonna lie, man.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that. I get what you said.
Cause you 7 feet and you sell used cars, bro.
Damn, when you put it that way, that's crazy.
I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Now, but I'm saying like I said, with Shaq and Charles Barkley, he's gonna have it, cause Charles Barkley, I think he's still better than he had won a championship.
I think Shaq was hating, but I don't think what Charles Barkley said was wrong. I think they were talking about when Charles Barkley asked him a question and Kevin Durant was just like, yeah. And he didn't say nothing. He didn't elaborate on the, I think that's what that came from. I can't remember what the question was, but I don't think that Charles Barkley said, to me, Charles Barkley really don't say a lot of things wrong. I know people were upset that he said that professional sports should take the vaccine first. Not first, but after elderly, sick, and healthcare workers. I agree. Like, I don't know. Give it to the people that's keeping the money circulating.
Because I'm more big on what Shaq actually said. Like, the question he asked Donovan Mitchell, like, you literally told this man, you're one of my favorite players, but I don't think you can get it done. And Donovan Mitchell's like, okay.
All right.
Like, I think Shaq has intentions of trying to put fire under guys, and he just went about it the incorrect way, like, completely wrong. Like, it was just like,
yeah, bro.
Like, bro, like, what? Shaq, like, come on, bro. Come on.
That shit don't make sense. Yeah. It looked like his glasses are like shades. Like, yeah, like 60% it's like, bro, shaded. Like,
yeah, it was like, nah, it was like, you look at Shaq, like, bro, what?
Like, what are you talking about? He is like 7'2, though.
Yeah, he is 7'2, 350. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it's
I wouldn't say none of this. He's in.
You
said I was a hater. I'm like, man, nah, bro. I was just saying, like, you could have been a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, kosher with the young fella.
Even if you look at it, he kind of apologized and said the same thing to Christian Wood. Like, he was like, I wasn't familiar with your game, but you actually good. That's when he was like, Christian Wood laughed and said, hi, casual. Like, bro, like, you're a casual fan. Obviously, it sounds like you ain't paying attention to basketball like you say you do.
Nah, the casual fan, even a good basketball fan did not know. Bro, nobody watched anything in Detroit, bro.
Well, no, but if you're not a casual fan, if you're like a person that watches basketball or follows basketball, you know who Christian Wood was. Like, you witnessed his journey because he went from summer leagues to G leagues, getting cut, all that, which went. So you a witness, you'd be like, okay, who is this Christian Wood guy? And then the way Shaq was like, oh, man, I didn't think you – that's why he left hot casual. Then he did it again with Donovan Mitchell saying, I don't think you can get it done. And it's like, what do you mean you don't think you're going to get it done? If you watch, like, the entire – if you watch Donovan Mitchell's career, you see, like, it's not all on him. Like, Mitchell gets your buckets. He getting one – like, you
– That's all – yeah, he scores a lot of points.
Yeah, but people forget this is – to win a championship, you got to have a team.
Yeah, yeah.
And Shaq's always had – he's had a team. When he went to the finals or when he won the finals – he's had a good team. So he's not Shaq just doing it by himself. Like, his first three titles, he had Kobe Bryant assisting with him, with Rick Fox, Robert Horry, Brian Shaw, a lot of guys. Then when he went to Miami, he had Dwayne Wade and that team that they had put together with the James Poseys, with the Alonzo Mornings, all that. So it's like, how can you sit there and tell a young guy who you look at his team – it's not, he doesn't have the greatest team. He has a team that can definitely compete for a championship.
Nah, it was hating, but Donovan Mitchell is a one-sided player. He's offense. He don't rebound. That was the whole point they said. He's been in the league for 3 or 4 years. He's only had two games where he had either double-digit assists or double-digit rebounds. So that I can see why he's saying, I can see why he feels that way. I just feel like he's overall hating the way he just brought it up to him. I feel like it was really just some, it was negative. It wasn't positive at all the way he brought it up to the young man. But then Christian Woods, what you said, I disagree. Nobody, bro, just because you can like watching basketball, you can be a basketball enthusiast and not know that Christian Woods went to this. First of all the NBA players that went through that, high school, AA, whatever, AU, I'm sorry, high school, AU, they all went through that, right? So I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel like a lot of people didn't know who Christian Woods was. I mean, not necessarily know who he was, but didn't know much about his game. Like, bro, it's 30 teams, bro. It's how many players, bro? You can't pay attention to everybody.
We're not saying pay attention to everybody, but like just last year with Detroit, because they didn't go to the bubble. So before that, the Detroit Pistons were pretty much in just like, let's see what we have. And Christian Wood was doing well. And Christian Wood, as with other players in the league that were on the team with Christian Wood, they even say like he could be somewhat good. So you know, like I said, a casual fan is not going to be like, oh, let me watch the Detroit Pistons. A person that's an enthusiast about the NBA, about the game of basketball, they're going to watch every star. They're going to try to watch the best players on every team. They're not going to just focus on the stars that are publicized on what's on, like, for advertisement and endorsement and things like that. So
I feel what you're saying.
So when you sit there and say nobody, like, the enthusiasts do know who Christian Wood is. You're enthusiasts of basketball. You know who Christian Wood is. You may not have thought he could be as good as he is right now. Because the man right now is averaging 23.5 points, 10.8 rebounds, 1.8 blocks, shooting 52.8%, 36 from three.
He's probably taking the most shots, too.
No, not really. It's distributed very well, but it's just the fact that the man right now is at 24 and 11. Like, we know he can play basketball, but you're at 24 and 11. That's elite company. Not too many people in the NBA is at 20 and 10 in the NBA. And then you're doing it at a center, and then you're doing it off of the fact that you came from the Detroit Pistons. Because most of the time when people say, look at numbers, like it's like empty stats. When Derrick Rose was with the New York Knicks, he was 18, 19 points a game. Everybody, oh, Derrick Rose is back, but he plays for the New York Knicks. He's getting all the shots. He's getting all that. And so when D. Rose dropped 50 when he was in Minnesota, it was like, okay, yeah, D. Rose is getting buckets. Right now, people don't say much about Julius Randle. Julius Randle is having a great year.
Having a career year, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not going to respect him because he plays for the Knicks. But mind you, but if you go look at Julius Randle's career, Julius Randle's had a very good career so far in the NBA. Like, his numbers are ridiculously good, but a lot of people are going to say, oh, man, he's, like, a casual fan is not going to know that unless you bring it to their attention. But if you're an enthusiast, you'll know Julius Randle.
I feel like some enthusiasts, because it depends on how you are an enthusiast of basketball. Some people are more of an enthusiast of the actual X's and O's of basketball, which is understandable. Yeah. Some people just more of the entertainment of basketball, which is more of a put something on the screen that I can like and I can enjoy. I'm going to watch every single game that y'all put on primetime. So it just depends on what type of basketball guy you are. Some people aren't the, oh, I'm going to watch the two bottom teams in the league. I'm going to watch them to see who's the best player out of these two trash teams. A lot of people not in that. Like, you know, I got HBO Max. I sit there and watch this new Denzel movie that's coming out I sit there and watch Detroit Pistons.
And so there's some people, that's what I'm saying. Most NBA enthusiasts have an NBA league pass. So when they have a league pass, they're watching all the games that come on league pass.
Okay, that's another thing. We talking about Shaq.
I'm pretty sure Shaq has NBA league pass.
No, but we talking about Shaq. Do you think Shaq really has the hours in the day to sit there and watch NBA basketball like an NBA enthusiast should? We talking about a businessman who probably, if he showed us his schedule, we'd be like, yo, where do you watch basketball at? Think about it. We've grown. Think about the money he makes. Cause you don't make that much money and you just sit around and watch basketball all day. Keep it gangster.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying I'm sitting around watching basketball, but you're talking about a guy who sits on national TV and talks about basketball.
He talks about the games they put on TV. They did not put the Detroit Pistons on TV so much.
That's what I'm saying.
Keep it real.
No, I know they did. I agree with you on it, but I'm saying as far you're on national TV. When you, like, those guys that are on national TV, they do their homework just as well as anybody that's a basketball enthusiast. Like,
I
you
disagree.
Say X and O. No, no.
I disagree.
I'm not trying to argue your agreement, but like they also do their research. They also have to watch games, watch film, break down stuff, and to have stuff to talk about.
So you talking about the national TV?
No, right? I'm talking about.
You said national TV though.
They're on national TV.
So look, this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that the guys that are on national TV, I feel like for them, it's more of them being more comfortable for everybody in America for them to be on their TVs in America's home. And I feel like they have to be good at their job, of course. But when you talk about them knowing the ins and outs, I think that it's more of the regional commentators that know that. I think it's more of the people who are they not on national TV, and they do have to cover Detroit Lions, Detroit Pistons. Because that's people who do. We have to cover every 71 of them games this year, right? So I feel like those people, those are the people that are more in the know than the people, than your Charles Barkley. I mean, don't get it twisted. Those guys' IQ on basketball is top tier. That's why they can sit there and analyze a game for us between the halves just by watching it, because their IQ is up there. Yeah. But I feel like just knowing who this guy is scouted by this guy came from this college, this guy came from this and that, I think it's more the guys under them that know more of that, because their schedule isn't as busy as those top-tier guys.
Yeah, I agree with that to an certain extent of when you're, like, I don't want to say, because, like, Kenny Smith,
yeah,
Charles Barkley,
yeah,
and Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, and Shaquille O'Neal, they love the game of basketball.
They do.
So they're going to watch basketball. It may not be the Detroit Pistons because, you know, the Detroit Pistons were terrible.
Yeah,
we're not going to deny that they were good. But they had to take a somewhat interest in, like, watching the Detroit Pistons game when they do play somebody. So, like, say if they even just play, like, the Lakers or play the Bucks. Like, they're going to take interest because they're trying to watch Giannis as well. So as a basketball mind, you're going to also watch the other team that they're playing and see what they're doing toward, what they're doing against them. So maybe they can point out something that Giannis might not do well against this type of defense or this type of offense or whatever it is. And they have to watch that. So I'm pretty sure Shaquille O'Neal has, I'm not saying he's watched intensely Christian Wood, but he's taking a looking into, like, hey, okay, this is Christian Wood. Because, like, literally, Christian Wood was having a great end of the season before the season stopped, before the teams went to the bubble and all that. So it was like, okay, you had to know something about Chris. I'm not saying you have to be in depth, you know, something like that, but you could tell this cat can play. He can play in the NBA. Because there's a lot of guys
in the NBA. Of course he can play in the NBA because he's in the NBA. So
there's a lot of guys in the NBA that can't play in the NBA. But
there's a lot of guys in the NBA that can't play in the NBA.
There's a lot of guys that's in the NBA that's on rosters that don't even get in the game.
Oh yeah, of course that. But they're in the NBA. So I mean, you gotta give them their props.
Yeah, I was trying to give.
But back to what you're saying, right? What's the dude who he used to play for the Rockets? He wore the flashy. He's been a Golden Glove and everything. The dude you tell me about who covered the Rockets? He wore the suits.
Oh, Calvin Murphy.
Calvin Murphy.
Yeah.
Who you think know more about the Rockets, Calvin Murphy or Stephen A. Smith?
Oh, Calvin Murphy does.
Stephen A. Smith is on national TV, though. That's what I'm saying. The people who actually have to focus in on more about the ins and outs of a, I guess you could say more of a smaller sphere of the sports world, right?
Yeah.
Of the Rockets, right? So when I say that I can understand Chuck, I mean, it's Shaq, but I can understand those three guys. Kenny probably knew about them just because you could tell the way Kenny watched. I can agree with you that just by me knowing how life works and the businessman that Shaq is, bro, he not watching basketball around the clock.
I know he not watching basketball around the clock, but I'm just saying that, like, when he does that at downtime, he's probably watching basketball. He's watching some kind of basketball.
But what if he say on my downtime, I'm spending time with my family because I work so much?
Well, he might have said it, but I know it's... You know what I'm saying? He got his son and his daughter, both at LSU. His youngest right now is in basketball season.
Yeah.
His other son, I think, is in New York. Like, so he's really, you're really not.
So think about that. When you just explain what his family is. Just imagine how complicated his life is. He's not somebody that's going to watch the C-side basketball game.
Yeah, you're right.
He's going to watch the A-grade games. He'll watch the B-side games. But come on, cut. These C-level games.
Yeah, but I'm not saying watching it in depth, but you're going to take a glance at it because it's basketball.
Yeah, but you're not going to understand how good somebody is just by taking a glance at it.
But you just said they have the high basketball IQ.
They got a basketball IQ. I mean, I can take a glance and see that, yo, off a glance, he's good. But then, Tobias Harris, there's some people who get by off a glance, they look good. The Sixers signed Tobias Harris to that contract. That was the first time I ever heard about him. That's why I knew they messed up.
But see, that's the first thing. You had, like, as an enthusiast of basketball, you know who Tobias Harris, you know he was with the Clippers. And then he got traded there. And then he was a big when Tobias Harris got traded to the 76ers, he was a big trade deadline piece to get.
I feel you, bro. I'm just saying though, it's a lot of people in the NBA, bro. You really can't expect everybody to have that same.
I don't expect everybody. But I expect the Charles Barkleys, the Kenny Smiths, the Stephen A. Smiths, the Shaqs. I'm not saying that, but they know who these guys are.
You talking about the same guys that when they do have a B side game on their broadcast, they tell you on halftime, "Well, we can't wait to go home." You'll hear Chuck coming in, he'll be complaining about the game. They're the same people. So I know that to me, the reason why we like them at the same time is they're not as analytical, but they are more, they like us, barbershop talk.
Yeah, but,
you know what I mean? So
see, and I don't want to diminish their work as barbershop. It's not that, I feel what you're saying, barbershop. I don't think there's barbershop talk. They literally have to do research. They do homework, just like everybody else that's in that business, in that world of analyzing games. And watch that. I mean, it may not be to the extent of, hey, I know this person's every West Coast. Yeah, but they don't know that. I know that. That's, you know what I'm saying, people that's covering the team regionally, yes. But as far as national, like, you basketball mind, like, you still have to watch the game to see, hey, if that guy can actually play. You can't, like, they sometimes Charles and Shaq make assumptions, like, say, I've never seen a guy play. Oh, he's not good. How would you know?
But that's what I'm telling you. That, bro, you disagree with what I'm saying. They watch the game that they cover. Yeah, the games that they cover, that's the games that they watch. I don't think they watch. Bro, you got to think, bro. When you said that they do their homework, I don't even think they do their homework. Yeah, I think somebody else do their homework for them. If you get paid that much money to be on a national broadcast show, I'm definitely paying somebody to give me notes on what I should pay attention to. And I'm telling you, we talking about money now. We talking about big boy money. They not sitting around the clock watching tier 3 basketball games. Like, keep it real,
they have to. That's what they get paid to do.
They get paid to entertain us in between those.
Yeah, but they also get paid to watch basketball, bro. That's
they broadcasting.
You know, it's more than just the games they broadcasting, bro. Like, that's why they are, like, Stephen A. Smith is not, even though Stephen A. Smith doesn't know much about football, he still watches the game so he can know what's going on.
Yeah, he watches the games that he know he's gonna have to talk about. He knows that everybody want gonna talk about Philly Cowboys. That's why every time the Cowboys lose, he got his cigar.
But he also watches other games.
He's not watching the Browns and the Bills unless he want to see the Browns lose. I'm telling you, they only watching games that have storylines.
I don't believe that.
It's only 24 hours in a day, bro.
It is only 24 hours in a day. I know. Yeah, but those guys work probably 22 to 24. That's the thing about it. That's what makes, you know what I'm saying, them the great. That's what makes them so big to watch. Like you said, Shaq's in so many businesses. So Shaq has a businessman. He does all this, and he's able to also at least take a glance at some game. I'm not saying he's in depth, but he's at least taking glances at games. And then they ask him to talk about the ones that they broadcast on TNT and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong, but Shaq is definitely watching, having league pass, so he gets to take a glance at other games. That's what you do when you get league pass. Get league pass, you watch games that you can't see normally, and you're like, okay, let me take a look.
Everybody who's rich is going to have league pass just for the hell of it. Why not? Like, yo, I pay an extra, what is it, $82?
No, I don't know. I don't know what the cost is.
I think it was like $82. I don't know. But
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But even you're going to take a glance at it. You're not just going to pay it and not take it. They're going to take some kind of glance at it. It's
you said they're not going to pay it, bro. They rich. I think you're forgetting the type of people you're talking about. I feel what you're saying. I think that you understand the passion of sports, but I think you understand. You're talking about retired NBA players that have a job to pretty much give us a halftime, a pregame show, a halftime show, and a postgame show. And that's it, bro. They are not. Mel Kiper probably knows the ins and outs about every single player that's supposed to be in the NFL draft. But not the people.
Well.
Yeah, but that's his job, though. It's not their job to cover every single NBA team.
No, I didn't say cover every NBA NFL team. I'm just saying, as far as Shaq is taking a glance at, for you to sit there, just what he said to Donovan Mitchell. Like, obviously, to say what you said to Donovan Mitchell, you have watched Donovan Mitchell play.
Yeah, they've been in the playoffs. The Detroit Pistons have not been in the playoffs.
Detroit Pistons in the playoffs 2 years ago.
Been in the playoffs, and Utah Jazz get primetime games.
No, how many primetime games Utah Jazz get?
Bro, they just had one. We talking about one. They just had. That was a primetime game.
That was one primetime. I think the Utah Jazz barely going to get many prime.
Bro, are you serious, bro?
Yeah, I don't think they have maybe, what, five? Six?
Bro.
I'm pretty sure the Jazz don't have that many primetime games.
Bro, they probably had five or six so far this year. But no. The Jazz get TV time, bro.
Okay, if you say so.
All right, bro.
I don't think so at all.
My phone about to die.
All right. I don't think they get that many primetime games. They making fun of what's called, like, they make fun of these guys all the time. Primetime games? Nah, bro, I don't know about
Jazz, it. The Jazz have been getting primetime games.
They have.
They got
this season alone.
They just got one off TNT.
Yeah, the next primetime game would be the Mavericks. That's two. The next one after that would be on TNT. Get the Suckers. That's three. That's four.
Oh, no. You counted. You got to go to the date. That was January 29th.
Yeah, that's
the next one is going to be February 9th.
No, January 29th, and the next one will be February 9th.
And after that would be February 24th.
And that's pretty much it.
Like, that's the first half of the schedule. Come on, bro.
That's four. They're going to play 30 games. Only get four primetime games?
Bro, but they've had primetime games before we started counting.
They haven't had that many primetime games. That's what I'm like, bro. No.
Because they have been giving the Jazz some looks.
No,
Jazz
they haven't. Still
get looks, bro.
But the Jazz have not been on primetime TV. They only 12, 13 games in?
That's more than with Detroit. I see what you're saying, but we've seen them, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
You talking about this year? We've seen them in the last 2 years in the playoffs. They sent home
OKC. The Pistons was in the playoffs 2 years ago. The Pistons was in the playoffs. They was in the AC with Blake Griffin.
In the AC, bro.
They were in the playoffs.
And that's a playoff series that we remember? No, we don't remember that series,
bro. And the Jazz lost to the Rockets in the first round the last 2 years ago.
No, bro. We remember the Jazz sending home OKC when they had Paul George. And they had Russell when he hit him with that beastie spin move.
That was like that was like 4 years ago.
But we remember that. That's the whole you talking about a playoff series between the Pistons.
We don't remember that series.
My nigga, I just called it out with the play that they won it with. So obviously I remember.
What play did you call it out?
Bro, when he did the spin cycle on Paul George.
He did the spin cycle against the Rockets too. He did that against everybody. But that's his move.
But don't try to Eurostep this. We remember their recent playoff series. The one they had last year in the bubble with the Denver Nuggets. We remember that.
Yeah, I give it up.
You about to say we remember the Pistons playoff series recently?
No, because they didn't make the playoffs last year. They made the playoffs.
That's why they know about them, because they've seen them in the playoffs recently. That's why he can say, yo, you're not a – I don't think you're – I think you're a star, but you won't be a superstar. Why? Because he's been watching them in the playoffs recently. That's the reason why he's saying that. He's not sitting there watching the Utah Jazz on his off days, bro.
He's not watching Utah Jazz, period, until they come on national TV.
Oh, that's what I've been saying, though.
We just said the Utah Jazz don't get primetime TV either. They have five games.
Bro, you're in the playoffs, you get primetime. Bro, every playoff game is a primetime game.
So the Pistons were just in the playoffs 2 years ago.
That's 2 years ago. The Utah Jazz have been in the playoffs for the last, what, 3 or 4 years?
And so have the Pistons.
No, they have. You just said 2 years ago, bro. They in the playoffs last year?
No.
So they wasn't in the playoffs the last 3 or 4 years like the Utah Jazz were.
Say it again. They're not been in the playoffs the last 3 or 4 years. I just said it with 2 years ago. Isn't that in the last 3 to 4 years?
No, I'm saying every single year within the last 3 or 4 years, the Jazz have been in the playoffs. The Jazz have not missed the playoffs, right?
And if you said the last 5 years, the Jazz have made the playoffs five times and the Pistons made it four? One more extra time?
Bro, nobody is not remembering them first round.
I literally just asked you.
That's the whole point.
No, how? You
they remember. No, I'm telling you. They remember seeing the Utah Jazz play. That's why he's criticizing.
Let me finish, though.
You're saying my name, but let me finish first. They are criticizing the Utah Jazz and Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert because they seen them play recently in the playoffs, right? Hold up. Now, he doesn't have any information on Christian Woods because he hasn't covered so many of his games and they are not in the playoffs like that. He probably wasn't even on the team when they were in the playoffs, was he?
Christian Woods, no, he was with the 76ers and they were in the playoffs. But like I said, no, what I'm saying, I asked you, I'm not saying anything.
The whole podcast.
All I'm saying is as far as with what he said to Donovan Mitchell is, bro, like.
Yeah.
And he said it, he went about the wrong way. But when we're talking about the Jazz and the Pistons, don't get me wrong. The Pistons, you're not checking for. I get it. I understand that. But when you sit there and say, hey, I don't know what your game is, but you are an analyst on national TV. You're watching basketball games. I don't care whatever your schedule is. You're watching basketball.
Hey, what y'all feel about that? Everybody who's listening, do y'all really think that the Inside the NBA crew, I mean, you can even say the First Take crew, do y'all really think that they're watching not the A-side games? Of course, when Milwaukee has to play the Lakers, right, everybody's going to watch that game. But what I'm saying, when you got a game where it's when it's Detroit versus a team like the Atlanta Hawks and it's not on TV, bro, those people are not watching that game unless they have to cover those two teams.
That's what I'm saying. They're watching it. I mean, they're not watching an extended of Lakers versus Bucks. We know that. But they're watching that game. You're on national TV. You talk about basketball on national TV. You have to watch something.
I think they get the spark notes and they know what to say.
Oh, okay, that's fine. They want to say that the spark note. That's what I'm saying. Their opinions and analytics isn't spark notes. It's them watching the game. I'm not saying they're watching it like, hey, I gotta stop what I'm doing or make sure my skills are to make sure I watch this game. No, it's like, hey, I may have NBA League Pass. Okay, this game's on commercial. Let me go switch to the Pistons versus the Knicks. Let me just swatch and see what's going on. See who's doing what. What Blake Griffin might be doing. Oh, okay. All right, now I'm back to the game I really want to watch. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're intensely watching him. You're just saying they're not looking at it at all. And it's like, bro, no, they're looking at these games.
All right, before we move on, I agree with you. I mean, I can agree with you on that, but I'm just saying that if you are doing that, there's no way that you can look at a player like Christian Woods and know exactly what his full potential is.
Exactly. You're not fully watching the game. And I agree with you on that part, but you were saying literally, oh, they're not watching Christian Woods, so you wouldn't know his game. Well, you have to watch something.
I'm not watching it enough to know his game. That's what I'm saying. If you're just glancing at something, I'm not, bro. If I'm just flipping channels and I watch 5 minutes of this, I don't know the full story, bro.
It's just like when you're watching film in football. Literally, in football.
You can't spend no show.
We're not. I'm just saying, in football, literally, it's the same way. It's literally like, when you watch film, it's whatever pops on the screen. That's what you're going, okay, let me check that guy. Let me see what this guy is a little more extent. But let's go on. Let's move on to the NFL.
The not fun league.
We're in conference championship time.
The N-words for life league.
The conference championship, we got the Bills versus the Chiefs in the AFC and the Bucks versus the Packers in the NFC.
Two games left, man. Sunday, straight football day. I think it started at 2 and I think it started at 5.
Yeah,
so it's Sunday fun day with the football, man.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, it's supposed to be nasty in Houston, too, so it's going to be a good inside day.
Exactly. So who you got in the AFC title game?
All right, what's the spread?
AFC title, the spread. Nah, that's okay. So in the AFC title game.
Packers 3.
KC. Well, Packers has a 3.5. 3.5, what's called? 3.5 against
KC
the Bucks.
KC
has
6.
KC has 3. Because Patrick Mahomes. It might go up because Patrick Mahomes is coming back, but we don't know. But I think he's going to stay there.
Winners.
Yeah, who you got in the AFC?
Bills and Packers.
You got Bills and Packers.
Super Bowl. Bills and Packers.
Bills and Packers. Okay. So are you saying Bills and Packers? Are you picking the Bills because Patrick Mahomes is not going to be 100%?
Nah, I just think the Bills are really a good team. I think people just don't understand how good of a team they are.
They're a good team, and their defense is playing opportunistic.
And definitely. Who did the Chiefs play last week?
They played the Browns.
Yeah, the Browns, I mean. Mahomes went out, but the Browns gave him a fight. I think the Bills are a much better team than the Browns. So if we get that same Chiefs, because this is what it is, man. Injuries happen at the end of the season. Yeah. And I remember as a Steelers fan, when I said that, man, we just had some injuries at the end of the season. It happens. I know everybody want to hate. Whatever. I feel y'all on that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, salt. Well, salt may kill a snail. It does nothing to a player. You feel me?
But Patrick Mahomes is clear. So.
No, he is clear. I know. I'm just saying that. But I'm just saying that they may be at a point in the season where they just also, they not in the same groove. You know what I mean? I just want to see, because I feel like that Browns game, I mean, the Browns is nice, but, I mean, hey, the way the Chiefs is looking against these other teams, I mean, I don't see them looking like that against the Bills, and, I mean, that could be some confidence at the end.
Yeah.
You just never know, man. Stephon Diggs been balling, for real. Stephon Diggs, man, if you ever didn't think he was a top 5 receiver in the league, he 100%. He solidified himself as definitely a top 5 receiver in the league, so I think the Bills are just a good team. I think these are going to be some great games. Yeah. I don't know if anybody heard, but the Packers, they got a new coach. His name Belichick. I heard he phoned in some advice, like, yo, Belichick, like, I am not trying to see Brady in the Super Bowl
without me. Yeah, fair enough.
My
picks, I got the same. I got the Bills and the Packers going to the Super Bowl with that one. I'm going to pick the Bills, dude. I just don't think Patrick Mahomes is really ready to play. I think they kind of, it was, I don't know why people were like so all like, oh, is he going to be clipped? We knew this man was going to
play. He got turf toe too, so.
Yeah, he does.
That's another thing. That's what I'm saying.
And we knew he was going to play. And you're not going to miss a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And then also, I do want to go down the new hires that are in the NFL and the new coaching vacancy. And we're going to end off with, you know, the last one that's vacant. But, you know, say Philly, they did get Nick Sinceria, a former OC of the Colts. Detroit Lions picked up Dan Campbell, assistant head coach and tight end coach for the Saints. The Chargers got Brandon Staley, the former LA Rams defensive coordinator. The Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, they signed Urban Meyer coming from college. Yeah, you know my thoughts on Urban Meyer. Yeah. When the money comes call, he's all of a sudden healthy.
Hey, imagine
when the losing starts, he's sick again.
Hey, imagine, I don't like playing people's sickness, but that is funny. But imagine next year, the first Sunday, and we gotta sit there and we gotta not sit there, but you know, first Sunday you got the games you watch, then you got the scoreboards you watch on ESPN. Everybody's gonna be looking at the Jaguars and seeing what are they doing? What is Urban Meyer doing? His first.
Yeah.
That's gonna be interesting.
It just all depends on what he goes with that first pick. We hopefully, but no, it's just like he's going quarterback.
Oh yeah, and we got news from our Steelers. That's something. Yeah.
Yeah. Then we're gonna go to Jets. Yeah. Jets got Robert Slay, the defensive coordinator for the 49ers. And then Atlanta Falcons did get Arthur Smith, the OC from the Tennessee Titans.
Shout out to all the people that's getting jobs outside of the black folk. We know.
Sorry, we know what it is.
We ain't trying to hire you Negroes.
Hey, that's pretty much what it's saying. Then you got the hometown Houston Texans. Man, did you see who they interviewed?
McCown.
Josh McCown.
Yeah, bro. Bro, he white. Like, you got to think he got it.
He was just on our team.
I know, bro.
As a backup quarterback.
Sounds about white.
The Texans are really becoming a laughing stock of the NFL, man. It's really becoming
Houston sports is looking like the opposite of Boston sports, like in 2007, 2008. I don't know what's going on, bro.
Definitely. But I'm just on Josh McCown. Like, what are we doing over there? Like, what?
Before we go talk about my Steelers and what they did, when was the last time everybody who watching the pod, who listening to the pod, when was the last time you went seeing the Rockets play? And was that the last time you knew that the Toyota Center would be that lit? Like, whenever we do get back and we can go to games, bro, we ain't got Harden.
The Toyota Center's probably still going to be lit.
Because you know the women going to still be there. You know what I mean? But yeah, other than that, like, it ain't going to be that lit, bro.
Like I said, you're talking about COVID where they had a bubble and now we're back. Like, we don't know. We got to wait until all this, what we got going on, dies down or slows down. I wouldn't say die down. Slows down to even say what's going to be lit, what's not going to be lit, because it's like, okay. Of course it's not going to be lit now. Like, everybody can't be in there. But, as I said, I just want to get to the Texan one. And Sean, well, no, we're going to, what's your Steelers, man? What you want to talk about your Steelers?
You didn't hear?
What? No, I didn't hear.
Dang, bro. So, it kind of flew on the radar for me, too. I saw a picture, and I just didn't think twice about it. But we signed Dwayne Haskins.
Oh, Dwayne Haskins. Oh.
Yeah. We signed Dwayne Haskins. And I was like, you know me, I've been like, I'm on the Jameis Winston train. Like, I want us to get Jameis Winston. Like, I really want us to get Jameis Winston. But we got Dwayne Haskins, so.
You got the Hill Country Farm version.
Huh?
The Hill Country Farm version they sell at Walmart, which I got.
But see, I don't even know how good he is.
He's not. I'm sorry. He's not.
He
got cut within the second year of him being in the NFL.
It's probably the worst franchise in the NFL as well.
Washington football team is definitely top five worst. They might be the worst decade of football
because they got to rebrand a $1 billion franchise. They don't even know what they calling themselves. So they don't know the color scheme, nothing like that. They got to rebrand a $1 billion franchise. I mean, they got a good defensive end. They don't have a quarterback yet. They don't have a quarterback. And they start in 2020 like this. So you got to think, they probably going to be the worst. In that decade, 2020 to 2029, Washington football team is probably going to be the worst team in that decade. In the 2010s to the 2019, the worst team was probably Browns.
Yeah, no, Browns probably been worse for a while.
The
Washington football team still did win their division.
Miami's probably up there too, but Browns.
Yeah. The Dolphins, they made the playoffs, I think.
There's always a team that got to suffer for the 14 years. Like, yeah, you're going to be the bottom of the bunk, bro.
Browns.
Off the decision that you made. Yeah, Browns probably.
Browns is probably the worst team.
Browns probably got it for like last two decades.
Bro. Yeah, because they.
I got Washington football team carrying it, the choice this decade.
Well, they won a division. Even though it was bad, but they won the division. And they played competitive in the playoff game that they did have.
They did. But
so, I wouldn't say. I wouldn't say because, you know, so they've had the RG3 run. After RG3, then, you know.
That was horrible.
Like, they won a division with RG3 before.
Who was just released by the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, yeah.
Probably seen the last RG3, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe so. But, yeah. But, I don't know. I just. The NFL is. NFL and the Texans. The Texans are literally. They're like the laughing stock of the NFL. I really do. Like, you really interviewed Josh McCown. I just don't.
No, he's a good guy, bro. He spent the night at the owner's house, like Mike McCarthy.
Man.
You know white people, they be getting jobs, they spend the night at the owner's house.
But if we give the ride to Josh McCown,
that's why black people never get a job. Yo, I'm not spending the night at your house, Jerry. Like, I understand you rich. I understand, yo, let's do the interview. Let me, you know what I'm saying, leave, go to a bar, have some drinks, think about how I did. Like, Mike McCarthy spending the night at your house. Like, bro, that sounds so white, bro. Like, that's why I feel like, yo, they got to just, they need black owners, bro. That's all it is. Because what I think Jerry Jones said, I saw myself in him. Yeah, you ain't gonna see yourself in no black ass mode. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, yeah, the NFL got to start thinking about this stuff, man. Like, when the Panthers was up for auctioning or whatever they was.
Yeah,
man, like,
they got rid of Rich. They got rid of Mr.
Put some minorities in there, man. Like, that's why I say I like the NBA going into where they getting rid of the title owner and they calling it investor.
Investor, yeah.
I feel like these leagues should actually be in more control of these teams than these owners, man. These owners, they wilding, bro.
I feel, but I know right now the top candidates for the Houston Texans, they have Leslie Frazier, Jim Caldwell, and Eric Bieniemy. And Eric Bieniemy is constantly getting overlooked yet again. He has been overlooked by six of the seven teams that have vacancies this offseason. And also, yeah, Deshaun Watson, man. I hope he stays. I hope we do about right in getting Eric Bieniemy for him. And hopefully that can keep him there, and then we can move on from all this nonsense and stuff that's not talking and speculation of what the media thinks and things like that. I do want to give a shout-out in baseball. Like I said, the Astros did re-sign Michael Brantley back, but to George Springer, man. George Springer got his big deal, six-year, $150 million from the Blue Jays. Shout-out to Springer, like I said, he earned it. Like you said earlier in the show, definitely Springer left. But if you cover the Astros, when you watch the Astros, you knew we wasn't going to be able to sign him back. It was a long shot. Like, oh, man. And I hate it. I hate that he had to go. But
the juice box about to be so weak now, man. Dang.
I don't know, man. We'll get Yordan back this year, so.
I don't know none of these guys. Yo, I ain't going to lie. I'm like, yo, when I was outside open, I'm like, man, I'm going to every sport to vid, yo. I'm lit, man. Harden left. Yeah. Springer love, man. Yeah. I ain't trying to go to see these trash teams, bro.
I don't think that's going to be trash. Man. That's just going to be trash. They'll be a good team. It's more of
spring training next week or next month.
Next month. And also, it is the 15th year anniversary of Kobe dropping 81.
Yeah, the other anniversary coming up too.
Yeah. That's going to be a tough one.
Tough one
coming up, man. Also. What you watching this weekend, man? What just go on, tell people.
I am in current search of a bootleg for the UFC McGregor fight. I do want to see the McGregor fight. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I can't see myself spending money on these fights when they know. Like, see, the thing about boxing is like boxing, you can have Canelo fighting again February 21st or February 18th. Boxing, you can have. A match where you know Canelo's gonna beat this guy, trying to get him in shape for the next guy that's probably gonna be a better competitor. But it's still 12 rounds of boxing, and even if it doesn't go the distance, you'll still get about seven. You'll get about eight rounds of boxing, which is worth your dollar. Yo, them signing up McGregor, like McGregor faced Cowboy last time, and that fight he beat him up with his shoulder. Like, I'm not spending my money to see a fight end in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like nah. I'm not. Yeah. I rock with the UFC. I mean, if he lose, then dang, I would have missed my money. Or if it even go the distance, I'm like, man, I would have missed out. I could have actually watched that. But, man, when the UFC do the fights where it's like, you know this guy's going to win, man, them fights end so quick, man. I really don't have time for it, man. I mean, it's crazy, end quick, but I don't have time for it. They end so quick, I'm not wasting my money on it. I'll say that, man.
Oh, okay, so.
And I'm also watching. I did not watch One Night in Miami, so I missed that. I gotta try to watch that.
You gotta watch that. That's
that
bad boy is nice.
Shout out to Sam Cooke. He's making more money than all of them. That's the part I did catch.
Sam Cooke was making the bread.
But I got a lot of TV to watch, so I'll probably be in the house. I ain't gonna lie. I got the playoffs, of course, Sunday. And then next week, bro, Denzel got a nice movie that's coming out on HBO Max. So I gotta hit that up too, though. But I don't think there's anything else that I missed that I need to watch. I wish FX would put all the seasons of Snowfall on the app so we can like start binge watching it. But they on some corny type stuff right now. But what you watching?
Man, definitely watching Conference Championship. It's Championship Sunday, NFL, watching Bills, Chiefs, Bucks, Packers. I'm gonna watch the Rockets. The Rockets, their first back-to-back game of the season is happening this weekend. And also, I'm going to try to watch this movie called American Skin, man. I want to watch that one. American Skin. I did watch One Night in Miami. That is a really good movie. Shout out to Regina King for that one. And that's probably what I'm watching. Also, watching Texas to make sure they don't make another dumb bonehead decision, but actually hire Josh McCown or some stuff. But other than that, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sports is definitely NBA, NFL, baseball, UFC is definitely going to be on. Any last words, anything you want to talk about before we head out of here, man, before we get up out of here?
Nah, man, y'all just protect y'all chicken, man. Protect y'all chicken, in the words of Marshall.
You want to say words of the Beast Mode? Oh, speaking of, somebody just signed with Beast Mode, actually. The player that signed with Beast Mode. Shout out to them. Shout out to Beast Mode getting into the sports agency world. That's pretty much it, man. We appreciate, like I said, definitely Phil and Stats. We appreciate y'all listening. Make sure y'all catch us on Twitter at Phil and Stats. Catch us on Instagram, Phil and Stats. New logos dropped. New time. Definitely going to get this out. When you see it, man, make sure you tweet us. Hit us up, man. Talk, interact with us. We appreciate it, man. We appreciate your fans. Also, I do want to give a shout out to my mom. You know what I'm saying? She did successful through her surgery. Appreciate everybody's prayers and everything.
Big prayers, big prayers.
Everything like that. I do appreciate that she is cancer-free now, so.
Big prayers, man. Blessings. I'm drinking tonight for that.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it. And like I said, when y'all get it, hey, man, hit us up. Let us know. Like, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, all that, man. Like I said, this is another episode of Feeling Stouts. Y'all have a good one now. Peace.
Holla.